The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Well, isn't it a great day to serve the Lord? Come on, we're starting with a song from the new album, Can't Stop Now. It's going to be a great program. It's a great day to serve the Lord. Come on.
Forgetting the past and pushing ahead, I'm pressing on to do what Jesus said. See, I got a goal, I'm gonna reach the prize. Heaven is that goal, together we will rise. But until then, I'll put it on fast forward. I can't put it on pause. I'll put it on fast forward. I can't rewind because there's a lot of work. He's calling me and you, yes he is. Won't you put it on fast forward to? There's so many lost who need to be saved. So we gotta go, we gotta show them the way. There's so much to do, I know there's so little time. He's coming very soon, he said in a twinkling of an eye. But until then, I'll put it on fast forward. I can't put it on pause. I'll put it on fast forward. I can't rewind, because there's a lot of work to do. He's calling me, he's calling you. Yes, he is. Won't you put it on fast forward? Two.
Come on, break it down, band. Come on. Woo. Watching today, what a great day to watch. The one and only Mando de la Vega is going to be on the program today, but that was from Can't Stop Now. That's the last song out of 11 songs on the new CD, and you can get the CD. We're going to get the downloads available on the website pretty soon, the website kevinchorey.com, and our address, P.O. Box 222 Pleasant View, our address, P.O. Box 222 Pleasant View, Tennessee 37146. Get it today, $20, 2 for 30. We've got our 41-year anniversary gift for $41. We want to send you the tumbler, and then pick any couple of gifts that you want from the from the website. Just go to the website, and yeah, everybody's putting it on fast forward. It's good to see you guys. Larry and Michelle, Sherry, Larry and Sherry, Darris and Judy, Laura's in the house, and let's see, I thought I saw Mel and Catherine out there in Virginia, of course. It's a good day to serve the Lord. Nancy and Isaiah, morning, guys. Isaiah, I love you, man. Joyce is in the house, too. The ball cap. You get the tumbler. We'll send the tumbler with the metal straw and cleaner. It has, my picture on it there, and from a picture from the set and all of our social media, all of our platforms that we, every day we're on the air somewhere around the world. And thank you, Laura. Nice shirt and tie. But you can pick the hat, two of the hats. I want to give you two bonus gifts if you get the tumbler for 41 years. Just got a new batch of tumblers in, so they're ready to go. If you get your tumbler, pick a shirt. Did you say shirt? Yes, the Kevin Chorey Show. Pick a shirt. You can even, if you want to, pick the new CD, Can't Stop Now, for your gift of $41. We will do that. Those will become monthly at $11 a month. You got the AM Kevin Club mug and our monthly newsletter. So for 11 to 20 to 41, join the AM Kevin Club. Be a part of our program and be a part of our outreach and ministry. All we want to do is let people know Jesus is the answer for this world today. Nancy, what's that CD? All right, well, you all know the deal. And we will open up in a word of prayer before we go to Mondo, live over there in Branson. He's over there in Branson. Before we go over there, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And let's just invite him in this place today to have his way and to talk to you and speak to you and to bless you today. That's the only reason that we want to do this at all, is because we want people to know the power of God and to know that he's a healer, that he cares. He sent his word and healed our disease. He said we quicken our mortal bodies by the same power that raised him from the dead. He said that he would, healing is the children's bread. He said that he loves us so much that he would supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it's that word that heals. It's the name that's above every name. Your name, Jesus. In your name is healing. In your name is life. In your name is blessing, favor, increase, fruitfulness. God, may we be fruitful and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to totally proclaim your word every day and not be ashamed. We need people that will stand up and do your will and your way, have your way. So I pray for every career, business, job, ministry in 2024, that they'll move forward, they'll be blessed, every transaction will be successful, every goal will be met, every God-given dream accomplished, and families will be restored in the name that's above every name. I thank you, God, that you hear our prayer. Restore this nation back to you, this United States. May it be once again one nation under God, with liberty and justice, we pray. And we pray for the peace of Israel and Ukraine and Russia and around this world, God, because we know you are coming soon and we await your soon returning, and we thank you for that. From our house to every church house, let there be renewal, revival, and an awakening, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. We love you, Lord. Just love the Lord. And if you speak in agreement with me, just if you're on Facebook or YouTube, you can type in a giant amen or hallelujah or praise the Lord, whatever, whichever you want to do. Do it now and agree. But there's a power of agreement. Talked about it yesterday. I think we strengthen our prayers when we include somebody with our prayers, you know. And there's sometimes for unspoken prayer requests, but you know, there's also that time when we need to speak it out and get someone to pray with us. There's this power in unity and power in togetherness. And so we need to do that for sure. So if you have a prayer request, send it to me. Let us know. Well, I'll be right there to pray with you. We do it every day. And on Monday nights, we have partner prayer night. So that's exciting. What's exciting is I cannot believe my brother from another mother, my brother, Mondo is in the house today, and it is exciting. And it's interesting that today, you know, we do a celebration every day because we believe it's worth getting up every morning because every day is a holiday. And people have actually made different days holidays. And April the 10th, which is today, is no different. April the 10th is actually a holiday. And so isn't it worth serving God, getting up in the morning, going forward, just for every day we can celebrate? That's right. And today's a special one.
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
April 10th, happy National Sibling Day. That's right, and it's cool because I count Mondo as one of my brothers, but my real brothers, I got to call them today. You need to love and cherish your brothers and sisters. And I can't even remember if Mondo has a brother. That's a question to ask him, if he has a brother or sister. But in 1998, this holiday was started by Claudia A. Evert, who lost her brother and sister. They were both passed away, and Miss Claudia said, let's make a holiday because to love and cherish them while we can today. So today is National Sibling Day. That's right. Now we need to take our medicine real quick before Mondo comes on. What is our medicine? Why, it's a joke every day.
Well, it's time for Kevin's joke of the day.
Yes, you know, our show is not quite as serious sometimes as the Mondo show or the Jim Baker show, but this is about siblings. You heard about the brother who went to his sister and he said, Mom told me to take the trash out for the rest of the year. Then he asked her, are you free tomorrow? There we go. That's... Or did you hear about the brother who said, my sister hates when I invade her privacy. At least that's what it says in her diary. Thank you. We'll be here all day. I just did some quick jokes today because I want to give as much time as I can, as much time as Mondo has today. And I may even sing Valley Walker for him at the end of the program. I don't know if we have time or not, but... Here is one of my valley walking friends, one of my good friends and brothers. Can you hear me, Mondo? Let's see if he's there. I see a picture. There he is. Yes.
And Shory.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm telling you, it is such a blessing to have you on today.
Oh, man. Can you believe? How long has it been?
Way too long.
Too long. It's you haven't changed. You're still happy, still joyful, singing.
Still me. Still me. You're still the same, but like, it's like, I think we've both grown up a lot because we both have our own shows now.
It's like, can you believe it? We done grew up, Kevin.
No. I don't grow out anymore. I've lost some.
I don't grow up. Me.
You know, since the Jim Baker days, I've lost almost 100 pounds. So you haven't
you look
that.
Good.
Huh?
You look good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. At least that's what you say publicly, but I appreciate it.
Hey, I tell you what, during the eclipse, I had your song, Jesus is a Valley Walker, playing.
That'll do it.
Wow. Man, I'm so proud of you.
What's that?
I'm so proud of you.
Well, proud of you, man. I love your show. I watch all the time, this Mondo
do
show.
Do you?
It is too cool. And then the fact that you have a book, now I really do feel like I'm a slacker because...
Man, yes, can you believe that?
Yes. Your crazy life. I have a crazy life, but listen, I've read some of your book and I know a lot about you, but there's some things that I found out that I didn't know. And but let's tell everybody that's watching about your crazy life and why they need to get this book.
Absolutely. My crazy life, the moments that brought a gangster to grace. The title is actually Mi Vida Loca, My Crazy Life is the three dots that I have on my face. It's the three roads and the destination that gang culture leads to. One is the hospital in a coma or in a wheelchair. Road number two, which is, you know, dot number two, will lead you to prison or prison the rest of your life. Or dot number three, which is the ultimate price that you pay in the streets, which is death. And my crazy life, mi vida loca, is something that in the gang culture, we live to die and die to live for, is everything that we have, is everything that brought us together, the brokenness, the anxiety, the pressure, the survival mode. You know, it was an unbelievable culture to be involved in, but everything started, Kevin, from in Central America. My father, you know, by the way, Kevin, this is an emotional day for me because today is my father's birthday.
Oh, man.
And April 10th always reminds me of my father. My father was my hero when I was a kid, and I write about my father and what he meant to me, yet the decision that my father made one evening changed the trajectory of my life that very moment. Not only my life, but the life of my sister and my mother, and my father turned into a monster within seconds. I used to think, Kevin, that life can change in a matter of 24 hours. But after writing this book, I realized that my life changed in a matter of seconds. In a matter of seconds, Kevin, my life went from being a family to now, within seconds, that family unit was destroyed based on the actions that my father did. One of the chapters is titled The Broomstick. And it's a powerful chapter because it describes the moment that my father used every ounce of force with a broomstick that my mother had used for years. That broomstick was my mother's friend. That broomstick was my mother's, you know, companion while she was cleaning the home. She knew every part of that broomstick, yet that broomstick became a weapon of her demise. And as I watched my father as a six-year-old kid beating my mother with that broomstick with every ounce, this was weird for me, Kevin, because my father never raised his voice at me. My father never beat me. My father never yelled at me. My father never cussed at me. Instead, my father was a loving man. My father loved my sister and I. And I thought for a second that we had a perfect family, you know, yet my father was dealing with demons of his own and, you know, trauma of his own. And he began to take that out on my mother. And that moment changed everything, Kevin.
That was the beginning of the crazy life, really?
That was the beginning because it was the birth of anger. It was the birth of hatred. It was the birth of wanting to get even. I remember that when my mother said, I can't stay here. My mother said, if I stay here in this home, he's either going to kill me or I'm going to end up killing him. But I have to get my kids out of here. And my mother, in her desperate moment, understood that if she stood there paralyzed with fear, then nothing was going to change. And a lot of women stay in a home where they're being beaten. Maybe they're being abused. Maybe they're being verbally abused because they think that they're going to change that person. Yet you can't change that person. You can't change who they are. Yet only the power of the Holy Spirit can bring a man and a woman to a conviction to change. And my mother fled that home and took my sister and I. But before she left, Kevin, I remember as a six-year-old boy standing in front of my father, and I said to him, when I grow up, I'm going to come back and get even with you, and I'm going to kill you for what you did to my mother.
Wow.
That was the moment that I knew that that little boy died that day. Something in me died, Kevin. Something emotionally died that it became a disconnection because now that was the moment that was preparing me for what I was going to find in the gang culture. It was almost like the perfect storm. I was the perfect candidate to be part of that gang culture because the birth of all those emotions were birthed out of a fatherless situation. And when you look at the statistics, Kevin, I brought some here for you because I thought it was very important for people to understand how important a father is in the home. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homelessness and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of youth in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. Now get this, 85% of youth in prison come from fatherless homes. And I'm going to end with this one, but 43% of the United States children live without fathers in their home. Do you see the pattern here? Yeah, I became the statistic. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh, definite connection to fathers. I mean, while you were talking about your father, I thought, okay, was this the connection to your entering into the gang? And it's definitely connected, you know.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely connection because the... Now, this is funny, right? Because people tell me, oh, you joined a gang to look for a family. No, it was the opposite. I didn't want to be a part of a family. I didn't want the idea of a family because the idea of family, my father had traumatized me for what an idea of a family was. Yet I didn't join a gang to be a part of a family.
Right.
I joined the gang because the gang gave you power, gave you respect. It demanded something out of the culture, and I felt like it empowered me to feel like somebody, feel like I was born for something, yet inside of me, I was dealing with so much pain and anxiety and depression and devalued that the gangs, what the gang offer was a false identity. And that false identity, I had to create this image to be able to survive, but also to protect the little boy that was in pain. The gangs were part of something that I was able to channel my frustration and take it out on society. A lot of people don't believe this, but I got to tell you this. Most kids that are in the crime gang or in gangs making crime and drugs and selling drugs, they're taking it out on society because of something that have to deal with, something that they're dealing with inside of them. So somehow you got to channel that frustration out of you. And the only way we knew how to do that was by being destructive. We became like animals, Kevin. We became people that we were, you know, either kill or be killed was the name of the jungle. And yet the idea of family, I despised it. I didn't want anything to do with it. Yet society became a father to me and the law became, you know, something that, you know, tried to correct us, but society and the law were hurting us instead of helping us because here you have a marginalized, you know, group of people that no one understand. Now, Kevin, you're Italian, so you're going to understand this. In the before the 80s and 90s, America was used to hearing of gangsters like John Gotti, the Italian mobs and the Italian gangsters and the Russian gangsters and the Irish mobsters and whatnot. But America was not ready for the inflection and explosion of gangsters that were Hispanic descent. Mexican Americans, the Chicanos were already established in East LA, California. The Pachuco era brought the idea of what a gangster would look like. But the 80s and 90s, America exploded with over 60,000 gang members that were coming from Central America. Because in the middle of the 80s and 90s, there was one of the worst civil wars that took place in Central America, and over a million refugees came to America. My mother, my sister, and I were part of that million group.
Wow.
Yet my mother decided to come to America legally. Yet there was a price to pay. So all the, listen, I want to remind people, no matter what the crisis is in your life, God has a way to deliver a prophetic word in the middle of your crisis.
Amen.
Because I detail in my book how two prophetic words in the middle of our crisis, my mother received those two prophetic words that she held on to believe that God had a purpose for our life.
Yeah, praise God. I mean, I read the book and I hear the gang stories, and I only know you as just the cool Mondo, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost Mondo, with his beautiful wife, which we got to mention, Beth and yes. Mila Mateo, which they don't really know their Uncle Kevin anymore. I've been gone so long.
You've been gone too far.
I know. They're like teenagers now, right? I mean,
Good. 13 years old.
See, that's just not even right. But
not even right.
I didn't give you a good introduction because you're the director, producer, executive vice president of, you know, the PTL network, the co-host, and now your own show and all these things. That's how I know you as really, when I met you, you're already successful. Mr. Success, not Mr. Gang Member. It's only Jesus, right?
That's it.
Give us that testimony. How from the gang member to grace.
Oh, man, that's a powerful story. Listen, I want you to get my book because you're going to hear of details that you don't get to hear. And you can go to Amazon if you want to get the book, or you can go to mycharismashop.com if you want to get the book. Or better yet, you can go to themondoshow.com, and I'll sign a copy for you if you want to do that instead. But, Kevin, there was a moment where death was chasing me. Death was around me. People around me were dying. My homeboys were getting killed. Drive-by shootings every single day. People were getting locked up. There was an overdose of crack cocaine, an epidemic that hit the 80s and 90s in Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles became the epicenter of the gangster culture that changed the face of America. You know, back then, Kevin, there were 60,000 gang members. Today in America, there's over 1 million gang members in America. It used to be an inner city problem. Now, in every town, in every street in America, you're finding, you know, gang influence, all because it came from Los Angeles, California. Now, there was moments that I write about in my book of moments where I should have been dead. It was supposed to be me that should have died, Kevin. Yeah. Yet God's hands was on my life without me even knowing. Because my sister, now understand this, my sister and I were living in the same house, yet we were living two separate lives. I was living the life of a gangster and crime and all that, while my sister was in the other room fasting and praying for me and my mother. And my sister told me that as I was writing this book, my sister said, you know, when you were going through all that, God told me to put you and gave me a prophetic word that before the year was over, God was going to save you. And I began to fast and pray for you. That's a message for someone watching, that if you're praying for someone that looks impossible to change, if you're praying for someone that it looks like it's no hope, if you're praying for someone and you're believing for someone to change that doesn't seem that they have even an idea of where life will begin, I want you to stay consistent. Don't give up on God's promise for your life. Don't give up on God telling you that God is going to change the person you're praying for, because consistency is what changes everything. And my sister walked into my life, Kevin, into my world of the gangster world, and told me three of the most prophetic things that I heard till that day. One was, what if God is real? What if prayer works? And what if you have a different destiny? Now, you have to remember, when you read my book, Kevin, the reason why the last one made a bigger impact in my life was because society was telling me, lock him up, throw the key away. On the other hand, my homeboys, my friends, my gang, my enemies were telling me, don't make plans past 18 years old because you're not going to live that long to see that day. So why would I think myself as a father? Why should I think myself as a husband? Why should I think myself as anybody? Because if someone already told me and wrote the fact that I was not going to live past 18 years old, maybe that was my destiny, was to die before 18 years old. So I was living in survival mode. I was living fast and I was living furious and living like an animal, being so destructive and full of hate and vengeance. Yet, Kevin, there was hope at the end of the tunnel because my sister walked in and told me three of the most powerful phrases that was the catalyst to change my ways and to repent of my ways. And I got to tell you something. It was a life-changing moment because it became a torment in my life.
A torment.
It tormented me because I was not afraid, Kevin, I was not afraid of dying. I was not afraid of going to prison. I was not afraid of being arrested and being beat up by the cops or being jumped by another gang member or being shot at or being stabbed at. It's not because I was tough. It was because I was afraid that I could be loved. I was afraid of hope. I was afraid to change my life. I was afraid what was on the other side. And sometimes fear will paralyze you to be able to see what God has a plan for, what things can be in your life. Yet that paralyzed me because my identity had become the streets. My identity had become the gangs. My identity, and listen, some of you watching and hearing me right now, maybe your identity has become your work. Your identity has become ministry. Your identity has become your addiction. Your identity has become something that doesn't allow you to see far beyond what God can do for you and wants to do for you. And it paralyzes you from being used by God. And what changed my life, Kevin, was that my sister walked in with no fear and delivered the prophetic word that changed my life.
Wow. 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 And then soon after, well, your life has changed. How did you get to the Dream Center and then the Jim Baker thing happened? And all that?
That's wild, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is incredible because, you know, there's a verse on the in the Bible, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord."
Jeremiah.
Just the fact that he had a plan for me changed everything. I didn't have to read the rest of the story to understand that when you have a plan for somebody, it's plans that means I value you. I care about you. My plans for you are because I thought about you from the beginning of this world. Before you were even a bleep on the monitor, I already had plans for you. My purpose for you was already set in place. I just needed you to find your way back to my plans where I can change everything. Little did I know that I was going to meet a person by the name of Jim Baker that God would use to change my life. But at the same time, an ex-gang member will be used to help restore a man that was that became, you know, the pioneer of Christian television. Jim Baker became a person that impacted the world. And all of a sudden, Jim Baker became one of the most hated human beings in the history of this world. And I ended up at the Dream Center in Los Angeles, California, working with Pastor Matthew Barnett and Pastor Tommy Barnett. And they had assigned me to be a driver to pick up all the VIP guests. And one of those guests happens to be Jim Baker.
Just happens to be.
Just happens to be. Sure. Yeah. I write about that experience, Kevin, on chapter 17. So when you get the book, you're going to read about how Jim Baker, when I met him, Kevin, and you know this, when I met Jim Baker was defeated. Jim Baker had just been out of prison. He was traveling, you know, promoting his book, I Was Wrong, and speaking in different arenas. But when I met him, I had never met a man that had been stripped of his dignity. This man was afraid to go out. This man was in fear of people. Yet I had been around killers. I had been around, you know, trigger men, people that were not afraid of dying. So I seen the fear in people's eyes, but I had never seen a fear like I saw in Jim Baker's eyes that day, not knowing that God would use this ex-gang member to help restore Jim Baker, not knowing that the Dream Center will become a place of healing for Jim Baker, not knowing that my conversations with Jim at that time were conversations of rebuilding the PTL network to where we are today, not realizing that God will use the two of us to help one another.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a great story. I could almost cry, even though I've heard it 100 times. I know the story. It's just a great story of God's love and mercy and grace, for sure, for all of us.
You're absolutely right.
For you and Jim and me, it's for everyone.
All of us.
Accept God and accept him in their heart and accept his mercy and grace. Now, what's happening now? So tell us about Jim Baker's show, how Jim's
absolutely
doing, and how your show's going.
You know, what's so amazing that 26 years ago, Jim Baker and I, we met 6 months later after that meeting. Lori Baker or Lori Graham at that time comes into Jim's life and they get married and they adopted about 2 or 3 years later. They adopted, you know, 9 kids. I write about it in my book. Most people don't know that Jim and Lori adopted, you know, 9 kids. And a lot of those kids today are running the ministry. Ricky, you know, Maricela, little Lori, you know, they're running the ministry and help, you know, facilitate everything that is happening here. But in the middle of all that, Kevin, you know, God gave us a dream to get Jim back on television where he belonged. And in 2003, we launched the new Jim Baker Show from Studio City Cafe in Branson, Missouri. And I don't have time to go through all the details. You're going to have to get the book.
Got to get the book.
You can go to my website, themondoshow.com, if you want a signed copy. If not, you can visit mycharisma.com shop or whatever it's called. Also, you can go to Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, all the marts. It's unbelievable.
But go to Mondo Show so that Mondo gets all the money.
Yes, there you go,
so
Kevin.
Go to Mondo Show. We don't play around on this show. Go right to themondoshow.com so he gets every dime.
No, you're right. I'm kidding. No, you're helping me. But listen, where I am today, I am married. I have 2 beautiful kids. And I tell the story of my wife, my 2 kids, and you know, they're connected to the Lennon sisters. And I have a story where how I met and I heard of the Lennon sisters almost 10 years before meeting my wife, you know, and I never thought, listen, it's an unbelievable story. But today, you know, the Jim Baker Show airs on the Impact Network. It airs on the PTO Network. Jim is doing okay. You know, Jim has had some health problems that set him back in, I think it was 2020, where Jim suffered a stroke. And ever since, you know, it's been a difficult moment for him. But the last few months, he's been in physical therapy. He's been recovering. And as a matter of fact,
did you see him on the program last
week? Yeah, last week, he said, I'm going to live. I got a message to share. So, by the way, Jim is going to be on the Jim Baker Show, hosting his show. Tomorrow, we have a Get Ready Now Expo that we do, and it's a 3-day event. If you want more information, you can, you know, watch a live stream for $20. It's Get Ready Now, GetReadyNowExpo.com, or better yet, you can go to JimBakerShow.com to get information about how to watch the Get Ready Now Expo. But Jim Baker is going to be hosting tomorrow. He's going to come back and he's going to tell you everything about what he's gone through the last 3 months. But he's getting stronger every single day. He's a determined man. He's a very stubborn man. And I want to tell you something, Kevin. He loves you, man.
No, don't. I'm not going to cry on this show. Okay. Come on now. I'm an easy crier, but, yeah, I love him too. I love you, man. You mentioned Studio City Cafe. That's where I first met you. I remember walking in and meeting you for the very first time. And you really are the one that hired me. You said,
yeah,
Randy, I know you probably regret it to this day, but Randy was the bass player. Randy Hall now travels with the Bellamy Brothers. He said, told you, you know, you want a worship singer that can open up the before the show goes to tapings. And you, vetted me and hired me and said, yeah, or convinced Jim to hire me. And yeah, here I am today. So you, my friend, play a big part of my life.
Who would have ever thought that a next gang member would be hiring Kevin Shorey?
I would have thunk it, the Valley Walker, for sure. I'm gonna sing Valley Walker. But before I do Valley Walker, I want you to pray. Your prayers are powerful. I've seen and heard. I've heard even more. I've seen a lot of miracles that have happened through your ministry as well. Wow. I mean, we could talk about some of those stories overseas and the places that you've been and seen those miracles, but we need one. We want to receive one today. Would you pray for us and maybe pray if somebody's watching now? Because the biggest miracle, of course, is salvation and deliverance from sin. Mm. Maybe you could pray for somebody that might be watching, just tuning through YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or one of our platforms and say, you know, is there an answer in life? Is there something worth living for? Address that and pray for that as well. It's a big prayer, but we'll take all the miracles we can get, especially for salvation.
Thank you, Kevin. Listen, if you're watching right now and you're listening to the Kevin Shorey Show, my name is Mondo. I'm a former ex-gang member. A former gang member that the world said, lock him up, throw the key away. A former gang member that his own friends didn't have faith in him. His own friends told him, don't make plans past 18 years old. His own friends that betrayed me, society betrayed me in some ways. My father left me. My mother didn't know what to do with me. I felt lost. And maybe you feel lost. Maybe you're so accomplished, yet you still feel lost. Maybe you're not happy in the marriage that you're in right now. Maybe you don't understand what you've gone through and what you're still going through, even after 40, 50 years of living on this earth. I want you to know, don't give up on God. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't allow yourself to think that you're not valuable enough to be thought about from God. The Bible says that before you were even planned, he had a purpose for your life. You don't have to understand everything that has happened to you, but understand that God did not send his son, Jesus Christ, to get even with you. Religion kills. We all know that. We understand that churches have hurt people. We've understand that people hurt people. But yet the one that restores is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that you have kept rejecting all of this time, the one that you don't even think about yet. If you knew that he had your answer, why wouldn't you give him a chance? You know that the preacher that came to my life and told me about the greatest story that had ever been told me this. Are you going to walk away knowing that there's a bullet with your name on it? Are you going to walk away knowing that you heard hope for the first time? And I tell you the same thing. Are you going to tune out knowing that there is hope on the other side? What if your destiny is to know Christ in an intimate way? The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. How can you expect God to do something for you when your life is not stable in any way? What if you find stability and say, God, I'm ready to surrender. God, I'm ready. I don't know what's on the other side. I don't know if I even have faith to believe in it. God, I don't understand anything that has happened to me. I am broken. I am bruised. I am confused. People have taken advantage of me. God, I let people down. I feel like a failure. But God, if you are the only way, if Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, and there's nothing beyond that, then I want to experience your power right now. Father, I pray for that person watching. I pray for that individual that is hurting right now. I pray for that family member that lost hope on their son, on their daughter. Father, I pray for that person that is getting ready to commit suicide right now. And I ask that you will stop them and remind them that you love them, that you died for that person, that they are valuable, that God, you have a plan for their life that no one can understand by themselves and you. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for that broken heart, for that person that felt that they've been betrayed, that someone told them that they loved them and they were going to spend the rest of their life together. And yet the next day, that man walked away from the marriage. That man walked away from their family. That wife said, I can't do this anymore. Father, I pray for healing for that broken heart in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for salvation for that person watching. And forgive us of our sins. And we surrender our lives. And Father, begin a new work with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. I felt something happen in the spiritual realm. And I just know that God's got a plan, a miracle for you. And don't give up on God. He never gave up on you, for sure. There is so many things we could talk about. We could do hours and hours. So I'm just throwing out the line here, throwing out the lifeline. Come to Nashville, all right? I saw you were
let's
you
do
went
it.
To 700 Club. I saw that interview. I was so proud. I was like, he's my brother. And
oh man.
So you went out to Virginia?
I did. I went. They flew me to Virginia to be with the amazing Terry. Oh. Oh, Kevin, I live on a ministry budget, Kevin.
I hear that. Well, I may not be able to fly you, but if you and the family come, I will feed you and put you up and treat you like royalty. And our lake in the back is full
of
fish,
have to
so
do
I'll
that.
Teach your kids how to fish.
We'll go Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're in Bass Pro country. You should know how, but there's better fishing in my lake.
Oh, that's a threat to Big Cedar, huh?
Don't tell him.
Don't tell him.
Watching, I'm sure. Hey, but I'm going to go over to the singing set. I'm going to sing Valley Walker, and I know you're a busy man. You can go if you want, or you can hang out. But I'll call you later anyway, because
okay,
we'll catch up. You did so great.
I got an interview with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Oh. Is that
you know all? Him?
Just Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Yeah, you know. Just Dr. Jeffress. You know, Kevin Shorey, Dr. Jeffress.
Yeah, man.
You're in a good lineup.
The interview before, I was listening to some of it. That man's amazing about the fathers, the uprising.
Oh, man.
Can you believe
that? Look at that.
Yes.
Hey, if anybody's watching, you can go get this book as well and, you know, understand that we're all working together. And this is why I love what we do. We get to cross promote. You know, you can watch the Mondo Show. Just go to ptlnetwork.com. Or, you know, if you want to go to my website, themondoshow.com, get more information. But, you know, we have to bridge everything that we're doing together because we're all reaching people for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And I was thinking when your guest was on, all three of us really were raised fatherless.
You know, can you imagine that?
We all raised fathers, but we found our Father in God. I mean, that's a great story. It's a great story. Yeah, I lost my dad. You know, my mom and dad split when I was 5 years old, and then my father passed away when he was 59, you know, way too young. And then my mom, this month marks 7 years my mom passed away.
Wow, has it been that long? Oh, yeah. She worked. I mean, she played on the show. She were working in the ministry.
She loved you, and she didn't like a lot of people, but she really loved you. I'm kidding. She loved.
We loved her, man. We, you know, the whole Shorey family.
Oh, crazy stuff! But God is so good, and He's our Valley Walker. And so I'm gonna go sing it. I love you, buddy. God bless you.
I love you. We'll talk soon.
We definitely will. See you soon.
God bless you, my friend. Bye bye.
Let me see. There we go. All right. That was Mondo. Is that amazing? Like the one and only Mondo was right here in our midst, right? Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. Jesus is my valley walker. Jesus is your valley walker. And he's more than just a holy talker. He's more than just a good time rocker. I know Jesus is a valley walker. Oh, Jesus is a valley walker. Come on,
Jesus is a valley walker. Yeah, Jesus is a valley walker. And he's more than just a holy talker.
So much more
than just a good time rocker.
I know Jesus is your valley walker.
Oh, Jesus is a valley walker.
Oh, yes, he is. When you're down in the valley and a lot of trouble's getting you down, and you look up to pray and you see mountains all around, here's what you do. Just close your eyes and speak out loud all the word that you got in your heart. Say,
Jesus is here.
He's gonna calm all your fears
and walk you through your valleys of dark.
Oh,
Jesus is a valley walker.
Yeah,
Jesus is a valley walker.
And he's more than just a holy talker. He's more than just a good time rocker. Yeah,
Jesus is a valley walker.
Oh,
Jesus is a valley walker.
Oh,
never, never leave you, never, never forsake you. It ain't no mystery what this valley walker's done for you and me. And in the bride of Christ all over the world, he's on a valley walking spree. He's gonna walk right by your side, step by step and stride for stride. This valley walker never stops till he gets you to the mountaintop. Oh, Jesus is a valley walker. Yeah, Jesus is a valley walker. And is more than just a holy talker. So much more than just a good time rocker. Yeah, Jesus is a valley walker. Oh, Jesus is a valley walker. Anybody can be with you on the mountaintop, but Jesus is with you through the valley.
Jesus is a valley walker.
He's a valley walker.
Jesus is a valley walker.
He's a valley walker. More than just a holy talker.
More than just a good time rocker.
I know
Jesus is a valley walker.
Oh,
Jesus is a valley walker.
One more time, say, Jesus is your valley walker.
Jesus is your valley walker.
And is more than just a holy talker. He's more than just a good time rocker. I know
Jesus is your valley walker.
Jesus is your valley walker, more than a holy talker, more than a good time rocker. And you can see that for sure in Mondo's life, that Jesus was there in the valley times, right? In the valley. He is with us always, even to the end of the age. What a great story of love and forgiveness. From Gangs to Grace, My Crazy Life. Go to The Mondo Show, themondoshow.com. Go to The Mondo Show, and for sure, and get his book, My Crazy Life. He is a great brother. He's been a good friend for a long time, and I owe him, you know, for introducing me to Jim Baker. It was pretty awesome. Reintroducing me. You know, I was a PTL singer back, but, you know, Jim has been through a few things since when I was a teenage PTL singer. So to meet him again in Branson was amazing and was great to meet Mondo, who will forever be my friend. And, you know, he's doing well, not only with his program, but in hosting, you know, with Jim's absence, he and Ricky Baker been hosting with Maricela. Man, great programs. Anyway, it is so good to be here to share and to share Mondo with you today. That was a treat for me, and I hope and pray that it was for you as well. I'm reading some of the comments, and I think you are you were blessed by today. And hey, Leon, thank you. Loves the Kevin Shorey Show, said sing it. I love that. Ginger, yeah, you're going to want to watch this program back. And it was great having my brother from another mother on, for sure. He's a great brother. And LaDonna, great show. It really was, wasn't it? I know it was a blessing to you, Miss Laura. Miss Laura, you cracked me up. There's something you said earlier. During the interview, what did she say? She said Mondo's my favorite guest. And Laura, like all the most of the guests we come, she says, "Now that was my favorite. No, that one was my favorite." So when you said Mondo's my favorite, I thought that's really funny. I love it. But yeah, he was probably my favorite too. I love it. He's definitely one of my favorites. Tomorrow, from the chamber here in Cheatham County at the Ashland City, Tennessee Chamber of Commerce, Kelly Ellis is coming. Loves the Lord. Going to share what's happening in our area, but share her testimony. Kelly Ellis will be on tomorrow. Friday's our travel day. We're heading down to Florida to preach this weekend. in Auburndale, Florida, New Hope Fellowship. So you'll want to, if you're in that area, Central Florida, come on out. It's going to be a great 10:30 service at New Hope Fellowship in Auburndale, Florida. Well, it was a blessing being with you today. Happy National Sibling Day. Please tell your brother or sister. I bet Mondo's going to tell his sister he loves her. She is one of the reasons he is with the Lord right now, is knows Jesus. And I'm going to call my brothers as soon as I called one yesterday, knowing today was sibling day. So I'm going to call the other one after the show is over. And I'm going to pick up my doggies because they just got finished grooming. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, push the share button because this program, it was definitely worth sharing. And I know somebody needs to hear it and somebody needs to accept Jesus in their heart and life. So do that. Push the share button if you're on Facebook and spread a little love around, right? Let's do it. Let's tell the love of Jesus because we know Jesus is the answer for this world today. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the AM Kevin Club.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can call us at 844-47-KEVIN. That number once again is 844-475-3846. Or you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymen@aol.com. And you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.